Tyler acted very differently. Under his direction, a treaty was made with Texas. This treaty provided for the admission of Texas to the Union, but the Senate refused to ratify the treaty. The matter, therefore, became the most important question in the presidential election of 1844. 331. Election of 1844. President Tyler would have been glad of a second term, but neither of the great parties wanted him as a leader. The Democrats would have gladly nominated Van Buren had he not opposed the acquisition of Texas. Instead, they nominated James K. Polk of Tennessee, an outspoken favorer of the admission of Texas. The Whigs nominated Henry Clay, who had no decided views on the Texas question. He said one thing one day, another thing another day. The result was that the opponents of slavery and of Texas formed a new party. They called it the Liberty Party and nominated a candidate for president. The Liberty men did not gain many votes, but they gained enough votes to make Clay's election impossible, and Polk was chosen president. 332. Acquisition of Texas, 1845. Tyler now pressed the admission of Texas upon Congress. The two houses passed a joint resolution. This resolution provided for the admission of Texas and for the formation from the territory included in Texas of four states, in addition to the states of Texas, and with the consent of that state. Before Texas was actually admitted, Tyler had ceased to be president, but Polk carried out his policy, and on July 4, 1845, Texas became one of the United States.